Brilliance Audio.
They said they wanted Revolution, a memoir of my parents. By Netta to Louise Samnani. Performed by the author. Prologue. It was Friday at the end of May, the dying days of spring 2020. I was driving into Manhattan from my home in Brooklyn. It wasn't just the first time in 4 months that I was entering the city. It was also the first time that I had chosen to leave my apartment to go farther than the nearby park or the grocery store half a block away. New York City, or at least my small corner of it, was still largely quiet then, except for the ambulance sirens. The passing days were marked by that sound and by other musical interludes. The bars of Pop Goes the Weasel, broadcast from the speakers of a dedicated ice cream truck, the improvised jazz played by a saxophonist somewhere in the cluster of nearby buildings, and every night at 7 p.m., the percussive applause celebrating the healthcare workers and first responders trying to save us from a new virus. But the city's usual noises, honking traffic, children playing, trucks idling, and neighbors shouting, the general din of city life, had been snuffed out. Once night fell, it was still and quiet, except for the sirens. We were in the third month of lockdown, and many who had remained in New York City, which was then the epicenter of this new pandemic, hadn't survived April. Those of us who had made it through were grieving and worried about what the summer would hold. And now, something else was beginning. Earlier that week, on Memorial Day, George Floyd, a black man, had been killed by police in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Protests against police brutality and for racial justice had started there, but were beginning to spread to other cities and states. The new civil rights movement, one that had started years earlier with the killings of Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, was reigniting. The night before, scrolling through social media postings, I'd seen footage of a protest held in Union Square. I watched officers from the New York City Police Department pull people from the demonstration and into police vans. The images brought me up short. In this city, we had just watched makeshift hospitals built and refrigerated trailer trucks turned into morgues. We knew the threat of the virus and how to keep ourselves safe, distance, hygiene, and masks. And yet, here were protesters pushed together. Their masked faces, their loud cries, and their wide eyes revealing both grief and rage. Rage which is more than anger. Rage which needs release and so demands action. Rage which grows and grows and grows like fire. It was clear to me that something was breaking open. I was sure of this, the way a journalist sometimes just knows a story is about to begin but can't explain how they know. The next day, with my reporter's notebook in hand, I arrived at Union Square and walked to the steps overlooking 14th Street. I introduced myself to a handful of people, all masked, who were finishing up writing on their cardboard signs. There were bouquets at their feet. They told me the flowers were for a vigil for Floyd, scheduled to take place in downtown Brooklyn later in the afternoon. But first, they were heading down to City Hall, where people were gathering. I looked up and nodded towards the scrum of roughly 50 NYPD officers and the dozen police vans. "Are you nervous?" I asked one of the young men, a student in his early 20s. He shook his head. He told me that as a black Latino, he felt his place was to be on the streets, demanding justice, even if that meant risking his arrest, his safety, and his health. I glanced at the cops and the vans and then back at the young, thin man with his mask pulled down under his chin, revealing a broad, infectious smile. My heart tightened for a moment. In his face was the echoed image of so many before him, students who'd marched face to face with injustice and had demanded the status quo bend to their will. I saw in his face a glancing shadow of other 20-somethings who'd marched, planned, and plotted until eventually the world gave way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?